Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Our dear Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your life. We ask you, O God, this evening, you would help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we are not here because we want to just talk. We are not doing Bible study and looking in-depthly at your word because we just feel like saying things. But because we trust that the power of the word of God will come to us. We trust that your spirit will make it so. That's why we are here. We pray that you would help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I commit my own heart into your hands. You will speak through my vocal cords. You will cause utterance to be released, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are looking at a series on proper understanding of money. Proper understanding of money. And this is the second in the message. By the time we are done, this message should be in your devices. If you have devices, try as much as possible to listen again and again. Ensure you jot comprehensive notes on the things we will be saying. They are very important. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Now, it's important for your spirit to be open. Because if your spirit is not open, you will not get the depths of God's word. Now, I do a recap. Who is the creator of money? God is. Because God did not create money directly. But He created the earth. Is that not so? And it is on the earth that you use money. Is that not so? I told you that money is not paper. Though I may refer to it, but in essence, money is not paper. What is money? It's a system of what? Exchange of values on the earth. Money is a system. Money is not paper. Money is not paper. What note am I holding? 1,000 naira. Now, if you see it, people give it all kinds of names. People give it all kinds of names, but I told you that money is the same purpose in every country, though the names they are different. In Nigeria, it is naira. In Benin, it is maybe franc or something like that. But the values, the purpose of what it does is what is the same. Now, you can get things without paper. Is that not so?
Yes.
Presently now you can buy things without paper. You don't need paper. You just need to have a code. And then you are transacting in the bank. With your bank you can purchase. You can even buy a house now without taking cash to anybody. Is that not so?
Yes.
You don't need to carry cash. You can buy credit now without paying 100 naira to buy credit. Is that not so?
Yes.
You can just load directly. Is that not so? But you have transacted. There's a transaction that has gone on. Are you with me now? So money is not paper. Money is a system of exchange of values. And we talked about trade by barter. Is that not the way it was before? Mm-hmm. You give me your... How many of you know about this local way of buying bath? What do you call it? The local name is Paro. That's just money. You give me some good clothes, and I give you two baths. Two cooler or a cooler. You've bought. You've spent money. Are you with me now? So, we made us understand that God did not create Adam essentially to spend. He didn't need to spend. He had everything. Do you understand? He had everything. If there was no fall of Adam, there would be no need of sweat for money. It is the fall that brought sweat. The Lord God said to Adam that from today, in the sweat of your face, the ground you shall eat. You will have to struggle. Do you remember the curse on Adam? You will have to struggle in order to eat. Is that not what God said to Adam? You will have to struggle. Now, it's amazing to see that. Can we just examine the curse? The male man's curse is not the same as the female man.
Yes.
Do you understand that? The male man is what? Because you listen to your... Quickly go there, Genesis chapter 3. And let's see. Genesis chapter 3 verse 19. Read for us.
And I'll put the enmity.
Is this start with a woman?
Yes.
The curse started with a woman.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Between you and the woman.
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
And between your seed and her seed.
You see, this, I don't want to go here. Because it is enmity between the serpent. Enmity is between the serpent and the who? And the woman. We can't go here. You know, we can't go there. Go on.
Maybe I should.
Just go on.
And it shall bruise your head.
Who will bruise your head? Don't miss that verse 16. Moton, read verse 16.
And he said to the woman.
I
will increase your trouble in pregnancy.
I will increase your trouble in pregnancy.
And your pain in giving birth.
Now take note of the curse on the woman. The curse on the woman is what?
And you make him aspire.
I will go on.
In spite of this, you will still have desire for your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you will be subject to him.
Okay.
And he said to the man.
Actually now, the curse on the woman is on what? The issue of childbirth and submission to her husband. That's just what the curse lies upon her. Is that alright? Aha.
Yes.
Now, but when they cross to the male man, yes.
You listen to your wife. And ate the fruit which I told you not to eat.
Because of what you have done.
The ground will be under a curse.
The ground is cursed for your sake.
You will have to work hard all your life to make it produce enough.
You will have to work hard all your life. That's kind of the good news. To make it what?
To make it produce enough food for you.
Enough food for you. It will never be enough. Go on.
It will produce wheat.
Yes.
And thorns.
Uh-huh.
And you will have to eat wild plants.
Uh-huh.
You will have to work hard and sweat to make the soil produce anything.
Uh-huh.
Until you go back to the soil from which you were formed.
Okay.
You were made from soil.
Yeah, thank you. Comes. So you see that the male man, because of the responsibility on the male man to provide. Are you following this? Because of the responsibility on the male man to provide for the home, he would have to sweat and struggle before he could get. Do you understand? Now, that variably or invariably also affects the woman.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes.
Variably or invariably also affects the woman. Is that not so?
Yes.
So you find that practically all men is under the curse to struggle to eat. You will have to till and sweat before you eat. So, whether you like it or not, once you are born, and you are born into this world, as you grow and leave your parents, you hear your friends say, when will you also go and work for yourself. Is that not so? People are, anytime you sit down and you are not doing anything, how is everybody looking at you? Go and do something. And the pressure can be so much because everybody is saying, respond to the course that we are all under. Go and do something. Nobody first say, have you prayed? What is the Lord asking you to do? Some people will stand up now. It is that, so what are you doing now? Do something. Even if it's going to be sweeping, just be doing something. There is a natural cause that everybody is responding to. So it is that when you now sit down while somebody else is walking, even you yourself begin to feel like what? A beggar. Not even just lazy. Beggar, like, you know. So it now makes the person too that is walking to be what? A minimum. Do you know sometimes when they are doing family meeting, who talks more? No. No. In the rich. In a family meeting, when they say one buowo, you understand, they distributed money. This one, everybody is to pay 10,000. This brother paid 25,000. They now said the rest of you should pay. Now you will now pay 2,000. You now told them that, well, they should not be angry, pay. Even consciously, but what she read this time, or the way things are for you, you can afford that. Please, when they are now making decision, do you talk much?
No.
Why? Money has silenced your tongue, even if you have the best idea. Even when you want to say, you will talk beggarly, like, I'm just suggesting, as in, if we can, your voice will not go straight. Why? The principle of money has silenced your mouth. Don't forget the objective of this teaching. So, and then if you are not careful, you will knowingly and unknowingly be a slave of money. Because money says, until you have me, you can't talk. Until, you know, when the prodigal son has enough money, did he think of his father?
No.
When did he start thinking of his father? When money has finished. So money has an arrogant behavior. That once you have it, you something tells you, so who can control me? After all, I worked for my money. So I'm doing a simple introduction again. Why? I may need to do it in all the series. That there is a cause. A cause that says you will have to struggle to get. That's why you see people can wake up 4 a.m. and sleep 11 p.m. That's why you see people going everywhere. People have abandoned. People think more of money than they think more of the Bible. Is that not so?
Yes.
How can somebody wake up and the first thing in his mind is like, you know, let's quickly be going now. Not God first. People are restless. Are you with me now? And one thing money says is, you can have more of me. When you have, you will say you can have more. How many of you know that the language of money, the language of the world system, you know, is that when you are using a phone, by next month, they will produce a better phone that makes you to say, I don't have this one. And what do you do again? You get. I must get that phone. Is that not so?
Yes.
How many of you know there was a time, all this phone of, that one you push like this,
Blackberry,
all this phone that has all those phones. Do you know that when you have Nokia 310 then, you are a rich man. But now, if you use 3310, you are nobody. Why? The language of the earth keeps saying there is more. Will you get? Will you get? You are using Tecno, maybe Tecno X9, I use example. By next month, they will do X9 Plus. X9 Pro. Something now tells you, you are still in X9. When your mate have moved to Pro.
Or Plus.
You now find yourself, if you are not careful, even as a believer, wanting to get that X9 Plus as a reason to say, the Lord is with me. True testimony. What do you call testimony now? I just bought a car. I don't know how to put. Somebody asked Toyota Corolla. He said, oh God, I believe that by next year, I must come to this church with my Prado Jeep. What happened to his Corolla? Nothing. Follow me. I'm doing a general background before I move to the teaching. What happened to his Toyota Corolla? Nothing. But because a man gave testimony last week that God just did something for him, a new Jeep, maybe Infinity Jeep. Another person gave testimony, this one gave testimony, you know, and everybody gave testimony. You see the person not satisfied again. Some testimony can make you covetous. And you say, Lord, where will you do our own? That's when you will not sit down inside that car. You will not feel that, you know. This car is not good. Nothing is wrong with it. So you find people now praying in the name of Jesus. Next year is double level. What is the double level? The spirit of money. And I can tell you the most sad part is that sometimes in a church, 50% of those people are there to get more money. And the reason why they want to get more money is just to be able to prove something. And you know the person they want to use to get more money? God. Not that they love God, but they want to use God to get more money. So it's important for us to know that money is a spirit. Money is a system. Money is terrible. I take you back to that scripture. You cannot serve God and mammon. You remember that scripture? You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is the god of wealth. The word mammon is the name of a god. A small letter, G-O-D. And that god is called the god of wealth. So, if you serve mammon, you must serve the god of wealth. And the god of wealth is the devil. He's the one behind it. As far as this earth is concerned, that mammon is the devil. He's the one behind it. And let me tell you something. Why is it that... Okay, we know the reason. It's the moment we fell through Adam, we always want to have. We always want to get. You remember the Bible says, love not the world, because these are the things in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Those are the things that money claims he wants to get. So, let's go back now to the bottom. The way that God expects you to go through, the pathway to true blessing, is to be dead. Until you die, the old man in you must die. Who did God curse? The old man. I believe you understand that scripture talks about the old man. I believe you understand that. Let me see if you check. You understand what is the old man or who is the old man? The old nature, the sinful nature, the Adamic nature, the fallen nature. The nature that does not have the Spirit of God. Do you know that? That does not please God. Romans chapter 8, confirms that to us. Now, that man is a nature. It is that nature that God caused. Do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember? So who struggles to eat? The old man. Who labors to get? The old man. Who was cursed? The old man. Who is always full of pride after he has achieved? The old man. So until the nature is crucified through the cross, you cannot truly be blessed. Do you know that the Bible says, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Is death. And in Romans 8, it said to be carnally minded is what?
Death.
Carnally minded is what?
Death.
Now, the wages of sin and to be carnally minded, who is this found in? The old man. Eh? So it tells you that the only judgment on the old man is what? Death. So anything the old man gathers must what?
Die.
Until it. Now take note. Understand that Jesus did something with the old man. If you don't allow the crucifixion of Christ to walk in your spirit so that you can be truly free from sin, then the Lord said, the wages of the lifestyle of this man is death. So if this old man is a multi-billionaire, what is on it? Death. He may be the African richest man. What is on him and all he acquired? Death. How does God see all that the old man has gathered? Is death, not no life in it. Imagine Adam after the fall. Eh? He now planted, he worked, he now gathered enough money. Let's just say that part was not in the Bible, but let's just put it for a minute. Let's say the Bible now says something like, and Adam labored and he became very wealthy, and he built another garden. How does God see all of that?
Death.
Eh?
Death.
Because what was the language on him? The day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. So imagine the man they pronounced death upon now acquired so many things. So many things that are equal to death. So can you see a dead man boasting? He's a man under the judgment of death. And yet he's saying, what are you talking about? You bash my car. Let me just call the IG. Which IG is he calling? Is dead. Because everything that is with him has no relevance to God. Do you know God is surprised that you are envying a man under old man? You see his jeep and he say, Kai, oh my God. God say, what are you doing? A man, you know, let me say something to you. If you see a child, inside a car, all this pangoluka. Children can do all this pangoluka, this tin can. They will make it like a car. Imagine that man, that young boy, now sit down and say, we are going to see the president. And if you pass, what would you say? You will laugh because you know that boy is not serious. He's operating based on his. But because of your own understanding, you say, Eriomo. Now, that's the way God sees people inside Jeep who does not carry Christ. It's like it's inside pangolo. That thing you call car is pangolo. Have you seen where fire catch jeep before? I've seen jeep somersault accident. You are going, you see nice jeep in an accident. The person in it died. This is the jeep. This is the jeep that was maybe it goes past by you and you see it. And the person is using one hand that he just look at you. As if to say, see your life, look at me. Excuse me. I used to tell myself, your jeep is moving. My commercial vehicle is moving. You get to Ibadan, I get to Ibadan. Are you following me? You may enjoy AC. I have fresh breeze. Some people think we are poor. That's why we talk like that. No. No. You see, some people think when we talk this way, it's because we have poverty mentality. It's not so. It's not so. God showed me a scripture just about to before I came. I hope I can get there. So you understand that until the old man dies, under the judgment of the cross, the judgment of the cross. Now the cross of Calvary, the cross of Christ. If you don't allow yourself to come into this place, that the nature in me that is not of God died. Not that it will die. Because the scripture confirmed to us that when Christ died, the sinful nature died. You remember that?
Yeah.
Until that becomes, it's not knowledge. You know, you can have it as head knowledge, but it's not real in your life. Are you following me now? It's not head knowledge, it's not information. Until it is an experience. Do you know it is when this happens, you will get away from that curse. Who did they curse? Loud. Who did they curse? When it dies, can curse work on it again?
No.
The Bible says Jesus was made curse for us.
No,
yes. What did the Bible say? It said, Jesus was made curse for us. Have you seen that scripture before?
Yes.
Have you seen it before?
Yes.
No, if you have not seen it, so you have not seen it too. Let's open our Bible. So that he was made curse for us, because cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. What does it say?
Christ has redeemed us from
the curse. Galatians 3:13. Well, listen, when we call scriptures, everybody should always open their scriptures. It's important for you to open it and see it yourself. That's what shows you are going on with us. Galatians 3:13. Are we all there now?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
But by becoming a curse.
Let's have King James speak first.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Having become a curse for us.
Having become what?
A curse
for us.
For it is written.
Uh-huh.
A curse is everyone who hangs on the tree.
Now, it's clear to us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. He took the curse. Now, the curse of the law is the curse that came as a result of breaking the law of God. Are you following this? The curse that came as a result of breaking the law of God. Jesus took that curse upon himself. The curse upon Adam is what Christ took on the cross. He redeemed us. Can I have another translation?
But by becoming a curse for us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse.
Can I have another translation? I'm looking for another word instead of redeem.
But Christ rescued us from the
lost cause. Christ rescued, yes?
Rescued us from the cause or from the lost cause.
From the lost cause.
When he became a curse in our place?
He became a curse instead of us. We were cursed by breaking God's law through Adam. But in Christ, we have been freed from the curse. Let me ask you a question. Out of the curse of God and the curse of your family, which one is greater? Ninu egun ti Olorun ati egun idile. Which one is stronger? God curse you, then family powers curse you. And God said, I cancel my own curse. Is it your own curse that will remain?
No.
I want you to get this thing. God said to Abraham, I will curse those that curse you. That's 11. Are you getting it now? But God said, the curse that brought in all other curses. Why was devil able to curse some families? Why were witches able to curse some families? Because everybody was under a curse. It is that curse that God placed on mankind that allowed kwekwe curses. You see the way I use kwekwe? They are kwekwe curses. That's why they are able to find expression. Tori egun t'Olorun gbe sori awon emo eda eniyan lo je ke egun awon aje osun atemira ti dile ko le lagbara. What have I just said? It is the curse that God placed on mankind that make the devil and his demons to play around families. And say every first born shall die at 40. It's a means to rule. Yeah, this family, we don't want to oppress people because oppression is what causes me. Once you're about to succeed like this, few months to your wedding, there'll be a problem. We just like that oppression because we like your tears that we are in charge. That's what demons are simply saying. Now, the curse that gave them permission, the main entrance to this house is that door. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so? Now, when we open that door for people to come in, once we open it down, it's not only people that will come in. Mosquito will come in.
Yes.
Flies will come in. Did you really open it for flies?
No.
Did you even open it for mosquitoes?
No.
But because the door has been opened, other things that can come in will what? Since the curse has been released on mankind, even kwekwe things like sickness and cold have access now. Are you following me?
Yes.
A simple witch that has not become any serious witch can oppress anybody in that family. Yeah, are you following me now?
Yes.
Even small demons can do something. You understand what I mean by small demons? All the bad luck can work, magic can work, because there is a curse that produces all other curses. Now, Jesus now came and said, this is the curse of God. All mankind was here under that curse. Are you getting me now? Now, because of that curse under us, are you feeling me? Getting me now? Satan and demons now have opportunity to intrude and introduce their own version. Yes, I call it their own version. It's their own version of curses. I get it now. And the way everybody is operating is because now God now said, I am now going to do something. I changed this curse that gave all of you rights and permission, and I turned it to righteousness. If God now said, I'm now reigning righteousness, what do you think will happen to all these ones? If you don't know, they will now operate on your life as a thief. You know? Imagine more. So because our reign now is illegal. Before it was legal. But now it's legal. Don't let him know. Let him still be going to VG. Struggling for causes. Instead of us to focus on the main cause, we focus on other versions of causes. Are you following me now? Egunle, egunta, egun aro, ogun to foru wonu aye, oya to foru jade be. You see, all those versions of prayer. Now, we are going to pray for the body of Christ because that's not God's best for us. We love our fathers, but we must get out of that place. Ogun to foru wole, oya foru jade. Why must he be ogun to foru jade? Why? What kind of prayer is that? You know what have I just said? The problem that came to your life by 12 a.m. May he live your life by 12 a.m. What is that? Where did we get that from? So you see that Satan also likes our prayers to be around here. He wants our fasting to be because of this. How can somebody take as powerful as fasting is? He's using it to fast for versions of curses when he has not dealt with the real matter. Are you following me now? So now you need to understand that Jesus now became a curse for us. Every other curses. Not that you will pray for them to be losing their relevance one by one. No. They lost their relevance the moment you apply your heart to the what? To the judgment of the cross of Calvary. Don't be distracted, please listen. So you need to understand that the curse. Jesus became a curse for us. So that we might become the what? The righteousness. He rescued. If they say he rescued, he what? He rescued, he delivered. Do you know that even when it comes to childbirth, not every woman now should experience that pain to that degree? You can take God's word literally and escape the pain It's not as if you don't feel pain. Or, you see the kind of curse God placed on Eve. It's not this kwekwe pain. No. It's not kwekwe pain. No. It's a terrible pain. If you see those who are not saved, who don't know Christ, go and ask them the kind of thing they go through. Yeah. It's like hell. People die giving birth to children. Are you following this? But a woman now, a child of God, a daughter of God, can take God's word and say, Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. I will not experience pain like others. I receive grace in my own childbirth because I'm producing for the kingdom. Now you are taking the understanding and you are applying it. Do you know God will not refuse that prayer? Yes, that's the truth. You may doubt it, but God will not refuse that prayer. We saw practical testimonies of people giving birth easily. Those who can stand with God's word. Now, you need to understand that until the old man dies, by the judgment of the cross of Calvary, your struggle continues. Now, you can make 100 million and Satan can just walk in and what? Quench everything. You've not seen people who run mad few days to their graduation. You see, Satan can oppress anybody that is here under the rulership of the old man. That's why please, are you following me?
Yes.
Not all wealthy men are honest men. You know it's wrong for you to just envy wealthy men. I mean rich people. It's wrong for you to just compare yourself with other people. So let's leave that point. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. We are laying a foundation because we cannot rush it. Mm-mm. I don't want us to rush it. I want us to understand that the man that is looking for money is who?
The
old man is the one that looks for money. Hey. Hey. Amen.
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 It is the old man that looks for money. What did I say? When you wake up to look for money to eat, which kind of life did I call it?
Animal life.
Because animals only wake up to eat and spend the rest of the day to eat. After eating, they rest. After resting, they sleep. After sleeping, they wake up. After wake up, they look for money to eat. They look for food to eat. They look for food to eat. After that, and the next thing is that they are looking for their girlfriends to sleep with and then give back the children and then go away. That's what animals do. Is that not what they do? You've not seen a male animal pursuing a female animal. They by force. Where are you going? Come here. Come here. Come here. That's all they do. How can you live that kind of life? Eh? That's what they do. When people have money, what are they looking for? More cars, more house, more wives, more. After all that, what left? Nothing. Please take note. Who looks for money is the old man. It's the old man that was cursed that you have to look for it. In the sweat of your face, you have to get it. You have to walk hard. You have to run to get it. You now saw that Proverbs that our dear sister quoted for us. Proverbs chapter what? That says, labor not. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4 and 5. What did he say?
Do not overwork to be rich.
Do not, they didn't say you should not work. They say don't overwork
to be rich.
Because
of your own understanding ceases.
Because your own understanding ceases, yes?
Will you set your eyes on that which is not?
Uh-huh.
For riches certainly make themselves wings.
Riches, they certainly make themselves wings. You know what they are trying to tell you? What you call riches is uncertain. That's why they say can suddenly develop wings and fly away. Eh? Don't labor for what is not real. And that translation?
Don't be greedy for the fine food he serves.
Eh, go on.
He may be trying to trick you.
Go on.
You might not want to wear yourself out to get rich.
Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich.
The money can be gone in a flash.
Did you see that? Good news. Don't try to wear yourself out trying to get rich. Your money can be gone in a what?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the flash of a camera before?
Mm-hmm.
Bada. That's how they say your money can go. Imagine somebody that has built a large business and government came and destroyed his shop. Just like that. ESV.
Do not toil.
Don't toil
to acquire wealth.
To acquire wealth.
Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly it sprouts wings.
Suddenly you see your money develop wings.
Flying like an eagle toward heaven.
And just go away like that.
Labor not to be rich.
Cease from your own wisdom.
Amen.
You see,
don't wear yourself out.
Okay, to get rich.
Don't trust your own cleverness.
Don't trust your own cleverness.
But cast but a glance at riches.
Cast but a glance at riches.
And they are gone.
And they are gone. So let's stop there. You find out that what you call riches is not certain. It's not certain. It's not what? It's not certain. You know how our own parents have worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. If people are rich by their work, my mother will be a multi-billionaire. My mother is not lazy. My mother is not lazy. Somebody say work hard, better work hard. It's not about working. It is about working hard. My mother is workaholic. You know, so you find out that. Hey, our parents worked though. But our own generation now doesn't want to work at all. That's also wrong. That's also wrong. So you find that money, you know why I'm taking time to introduce this money? We are looking at the fact that the old man is the struggling man. So anytime I find myself wanting to, the Lord will say, what are you doing? You are acting under a curse when you start struggling. When you start saying, we must get, it's a curse. How can somebody labor all his life for money and then ended with cancer? Don't let us mention names. You now find out that all the billions are there, but the billions could not take away cancer. Do you know in that instant that money is useless to that person?
Yes.
If the person is there and say, mommy, we start to respect you as the richest woman on there, how will he look at you? How should look at you and say, if I can just see health, take away the money. That's when the Bible says you will see money going away like wings, because you will see them leaving you. Help me now. That's why we had you. Say, help you how? They go away. Don't die for what is not certain. Don't go to school for useless things that is not certain. How can you go to university for what is not certain? Again, I repeat, why is everybody going to school? Most people is for what?
Money.
When you finish and you graduate from school and you cannot get job, you know people are in serious tears. You hear something like, "I want to be sure, any normal sure, I'll wash up." You see, and then we are always comparing ourselves, because that's what the old man does. He compares himself all the time. You see how Cain compared himself with Abel. How can God accept his son? Comparing. No, Joseph is already riding a car. Now me, I'm not riding anything. Old man. I know where my mates are. You see that man that my mate married. They're in US now. Memorial to Michelio. Who is talking there? The old man. Who told you that your friend that went to US will last 7 years? Do you know? Why is it that man, we talk like we know the future? Sorry. Are you getting it now? We talk like we know tomorrow. Imagine somebody just said to you now, "Boss said, don't worry, by the grace of God, we'll foot all your bills. All your bills. We are there. Just relax. Are you getting it? You relax. We'll foot all your bills." Who told you that you will not die tomorrow morning? How do you know trailer will not jam in? Or his car will not have accident? Excuse me. Are you rich man? Do they go in a separate road? Is it not the same road your own downfall is passing that their jeep pass? No, they should go and build their own road. No. Have they built their own? This road is for rich people. You don't get. Do you see that kind of road? All of us are passing through the same express. If accident happens, it will happen to both the one that has Jeep, the one that has the weather, to cart everybody together. You've not seen that kind of thing. You will see lorry, this lumber vehicle, Tonkogi, Tole Wolu Jeep. Does the Jeep say, I'm a Jeep, don't come there? Does the Jeep say like that? See, understand life. Don't die for what is not. Even though you're doing pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, what? We're on the same road. You can't go pa-pa, you can't harass me, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. If you want to pass, pass. I'm on the road like you're on the road. If you are tired, you go away. There's nothing big there. If your mate goes to Covenant University or one big university and you went to another university, excuse me, what is the name? University is what?
University.
It may not have the same experience, but both of you will become graduates. It's what you make out of your own. Don't die for nothing. Are you following me? Let rest. Tell somebody else, I say rest.
Rest.
Relax. Don't let, they've given you that job. How will you help me to do my own now? What is that? What? Why? Who says the person, you know there was a time, do you know this liquidation of banks that happened that left, that made Intercontinental Bank to go, Trade Bank went, all those banks? Do you know people that were working those times, they were the big men? You say, yeah, they just employed this guy now. I predict him, thank God for you. He just gave testimony last week Sunday. Their bank liquidated next month. Where's his testimony? It is useless testimony to testify that you got a new car. That's not testimony. Because the Muslims get it. So which testimony is that one you're doing? Obelis get it. When I was in fellowship, I don't give testimony. All through my 4 years. There are some people, they are regular testifiers. Praise the Lord! They say what? If you know some testimony that make me fun, they make me laugh. Hallelujah. You know some testimony that make me laugh. Someone just come back. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah. You are not praising my God well. You are not praising my God well. Amen. And you know what they're saying? Hey, as I was sleeping, I did not know that candle was burning. You know, I now slept off. When I now slept off, the candle was already burning my desk. It remained small. Is that testimony? You that you are reading in the night with candle, shouldn't you off your candle before you sleep? You are wasting our time. Somebody will say, you see the phone in my, I thought they were going to send me a Sajem. But honestly, I didn't know it's a Motorola phrase. What is that? Somebody is giving testimony for Techno that he bought for 70,000. Brother, Mr. Boss said the Lord has done it. You see what? You know, she will phone me to pay. Mama, tell you. And then he's giving testimony because the phone now is 70,000. Phone that can fall and the screen will break. How can somebody come and give us testimony because he got a new phone? And you hear some president will just come out and say, the God that gave our sister a new phone. Get ready for your own. For what?
For
a new phone. This is what the church has reduced to. This is what people are going for VG for. This is what people are organizing revival for. This is what people are... We are organizing 3 days revival for what? Ogo. Mikoli Jade. What is the Ogo? And then the Ogo that people talk about, the glory is that you may get new car. You know why we are doing this? You must not be found around there. You see how restless you two can be if you are not careful. Because you want to get money. You are under a spirit. It's a spirit. That is driving pastors, that is driving members, that is driving imams, that is driving everybody. So let's go back to scripture. The whole man must die. So you find out that what Jesus said, when he said, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden, who is he talking to? And I will give you, you will stop running around. I will give you rest. Rest. Oh my goodness. I just said this example briefly and I go back to Matthew 6. It's a series and I'm doing it as the Lord is asking me to do it. You see, I found out that there is this place. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. What did Solomon do to become the richest king in all the earth? What did Solomon do to be richest in all the earth? No, he did nothing. He only made sacrifice that pleases God. And God came down and said, what do you want? Sorry, bless you. You know, sometimes that thing is paining me. What do you want? And they brought, the man said, I just wanted wisdom to guide your people. God said, I thought you will ask for wealth and the lives of your enemies. But since you didn't ask things for yourself, I will give you that wisdom so that when you write, generations will still be using your book for guidance. Beyond that, I will bless you that there will be none before, none after. By what? What did he do? He just offered a sacrifice that God, thank you for your faith. Go and read it. Thank you for your faithfulness. What you have said to my father David is what you are doing now. Who am I to make me a king over your people? You are great, who has kept your promise with our fathers, and it's not manifesting. Look at the temple which we have built and raised for you. Let it be, oh God, that whoever is in the land of captivity or in bondage, if they pray facing this temple, oh Lord, hear their prayer. This was what a brother was simply saying, and God came in the night. And he offered 1,000. It's not, take note, it's not meat that God wants to eat. If God wants to eat meat, he can send one of his angels to go and kill them. It is that he look at the heart that gave it. We are touching things here. God, when he sees a heart that releases all to him, God says, what can we not now not give him? Excuse me. See, it's my best wealth principle, and when we begin to talk about wealth principles and laws, we'll go there. It's Solomon. Solomon was drinking with gold, sitting on gold, pure gold. In fact, Bible says in his days, silver is nothing. Matters or silver. Don't come and be mentioning silver. Silver is not smart, you know. Silver is not smart, you know. In his days, don't talk. You can be talking. No, don't talk about bronze. You can still be talking silver, but everything. Chair, gold, cup, gold, house, gold. Gold was abundant. You understand? It's not like let's manage gold. All these rich men, don't say rich men, they don't have gold like Solomon.
Yes.
All these ones we know today. Yeah, go and see the food. Have you read about the food of Solomon? It's in the Bible. You should be eating every day like you're doing party. It's in the Bible. Party. Who gave it? God. So if you think God doesn't bless like that, change your mind. So you think that when we talk like this, we are saying, just be poor. That's not what we said. Some people don't like the will of God. Say, this will of God. Oh, now be poor. Don't you see, bro? When that is lean. That's a following God. No. Solomon was in abundance. Do you know how he got the abundance? You know what used to shock me? You just hear. And the queen of Ethiopia brought, king of Kingdom brought. So wealth of nations, riches of nations were commanded to be brought to his doorstep. Why? True wealth. When God lands it on you, you will, I don't know how to put the word. Because people will be bringing and be begging you to give you. Check out the Queen of Sheba responded. Please take it from my hand. For what? Is he a prophet? Has he prophesied anything on anybody?
No.
Imagine Solomon did not prophesy and say, I see a Lamborghini before you. Now that's what some prophets are doing to get money. Solomon did not prophesy on anybody, yet he was the richest. So why must I use spiritual gifts to get money? Mm-hmm. Alright, go and realize. If I begin to use spiritual gifts to get money, I'm under who? And what is the judgment on me? Death. Is death. Nothing. He did nothing. Nothing. What did Baba Abraham did to be great and to be blessed? Obedience. So are you seeing the pathway to blessing? Amen. Aha. So let's look at the scriptures and let's meditate deeply on the word of God. We will go to laws, we will go to principles, but we are laying a foundation. The foundation of today as we pray is this. It is the old man that looks for money. So when I see how you are making decision to look for money, I know you are still under who?
The old man.
Do you know that if you are not careful, if I come and give you this Bible today and I give you tomorrow, something you begin to say, why is he always giving me? When will I start working for my own? Instead of you to first consider, what is the Lord saying to me now? Are you following? It's important for you to get this. It's not because the life of... Oh, who was the greatest man on the earth in the days of Jesus Christ? Jesus now. I thought that if Jesus Christ is walking, there should be entourage on the left, entourage on the right, because he's the King of glory, you know, like that. But what do you see? You will see my master sitting by the well, looking for water. Oh, you're not following me. The owner of everything. He's asking for a drink. The owner of the well and the owner of the well. Both the well and the owner of the well, he owns them. But plus the woman that came to fetch. And he's he owns everything. Are you with me now? That person now said, give me water to drink. Hi. How many rich men can truly be wealthy and ask for help?
No possible.
If the old man is there. Oh my goodness. I see my master say, can I have water? Look at that one, went into theological discussion. You know, our father built this way. What do I have to do? I being a Jew. He's trying to preach to Jesus. And I saw Jesus say, if you know the gift of God, and the person who is asking you for a drink, you will have asked me to give you the water of life. You see, imagine that. You might not say, if you have the water of life, why are you asking me for water? This would have been, I want to be like Jesus. The owner of everything was asking Peter, can I use your boat? He didn't go. You see, hey, are you seeing true wealth? The man, oh my goodness, the man that was feeding. I have not truly seen anybody in this present day that 15,000 people can visit at a time. There's no man like that. Not Dangote, not Bill Gates, not. Well, how many rooms can they live in? Imagine 15,000 people just come and visit you. I've not seen a man like that. Jesus Christ had 5,000 men, not counting women and children. They just came for a meeting. Imagine he that can feed over 15,000 people without a stress. What do you have there? 5 loaves and 2 fish is enough. Bring it. And they ate and had 12 baskets of fragments left. And he could still leave that place and just be normal. You know, imagine Bible was silent about the 12 fragments. What did they do with the 12 fragments? Obviously, when he said gather the fragment, it means Jesus was against waste. But Bible was silent on what they did with the 12, because the fragment is nothing to Jesus. If it was something serious, you'd have seen Jesus say, where are the fragments? Where are the question will come? Go and read that account. They gave it out. There's no fridge to store it. It's not something to no. After I was one that prayed that, no. To let you know how Jesus handled wealth. If you think Jesus is poor, think twice, because he had a treasurer. You must really have money to have a treasurer to help you keep money. If your money is small, your pocket will continue. To have a treasurer in your group means there is money that flows in. Are you following me?
Yes,
you don't. What do you need a treasurer for? If you can mind, if you have 500 naira, do you need treasurer? Why will you pay? What is the point of treasurer? They may not have told us all the expenses in the ministry, what they paid for, they were traveling, they did. They had payment in occasions. Some of you thought that all Jesus Christ did, he did for free. You know, that's what you thought, because you saw occasions of the coats, occasion of the supper. What about all other occasions? They were slapping people. No, they paid. Aha, it shows it's plenty. You don't understand. You know, how many of you know that you can only steal from what is plenty? Because if somebody say keep 2,000 and you steal from me, it will still be quickly obvious. You understand? So, but when something is many, if you have 5 million naira in your custody, you can steal. If even that one, you can steal.
Before you steal, you will know.
You understand? So it tells you that that purse is a good purse. He's not poor. Yet, he can ask for water. Hope you know, when he was asking for water, he could have, you know, they went to buy him food. Did they slap people when they went to buy food? No. Even the Lord's Supper was made with the money in the ministry. And they ate it in a furnished house. So it's not a queer wine. Think twice, brother. Some of you think that when we say in Jesus Christ, Jesus, when you just mention Jesus, poverty. That's what some of you think. When they will bury him, they buried him in a new tomb. Hope you know that. It was hewn out of the rock. A rich man brought it. Hallelujah. Look at the way he commanded money from the mouth of the fish. Because Judas was not around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the point is this. God wants to bring us to a point where we will see billions and we can't shake. Because who responds like this to money? The old man. Have you heard of the language? Who go see money? Where no go spend down? Who is talking? The old man. Brother? Don't tell me that kind of thing. If you say, see money like this, you go para, not me. Who are they talking to?
The old man.
I have seen opportunity of dollars before when I was working. Dollars like this. And if I wanted to steal in that office, I would have really stolen. But see, I could practically work and then leave the money. It's nothing. I was going at a time, I saw plenty money on the floor. Plenty. Nobody saw it. One vehicle now move. The money now move. Come and see the way as the money went with the breeze all over. Come and see the way people rushing. See animal life. It didn't fall out of the car. I just saw it on the floor. So I saw this is plenty money on the floor. So as I was going, nobody saw. I could have, what would the old man have done? I put it in his pocket. Nobody saw it. But as a car moved, boom, and the money, everybody was running. I laughed. Why are they doing that? It is the old man, you know that sees, and it's a spirit. Imagine a responsible man that has children running on the street for money. I just laugh. You know, somebody might, if I tell somebody might say, hey, Brobinga, or Deni, you are a mumu. You saw money you did not pick. Why will I pick? I'm not an animal. Why? The man that rushed at Naira is dead. By the judgment of the cross. I saw this thing. Look. Some people think that I don't know where every money is. Actually, I used to know it. But because I'm now in Christ, money is not, the way it was nothing to Jesus, that's how it will be nothing to you. You can't cajole me now with a US visa. I won't go. I used to say it. None of my children will go to US. They won't give my child visa now. And say, pray for what? Praise the Lord that I got visa. Why is everybody giving testimony for visa to US? Money is there. Some will not go there and be washing toilets. Praise the name of the Lord. I am praying to God that you will come to a point and know that you can't be under this man Christ and be poor, because the curse that makes poverty real, he took it away. The curse that makes every other curses to operate, he took it away. So as the new man is living in you, the new man does not say, if we don't do something now, how will we live? How will we live? It's the old man that worries. Okay, you want to share that with us?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
When the meeting was about to start,
imagine that we had a meeting just like Jesus, and what we're going to eat, the children were ready, some were around, there was nothing to cook that night, and we're still ready to do a meeting. Somebody will say, are you, what will they now eat now? What would the old man say? What will they now eat now? Shebi, will you not eat me? No. Rest. Alert came from nowhere. And I like that that line, that song. Tonton, no stress. Come and catch me. Because the question of, I used to say this, is God that started ATM? Is Jesus? Because taking money from the mouth of the fish is what? It's ATM. And I used to say, you know, jokingly, I said, God, who can start a bank inside the water? I call it Oceanic Bank. You know, because don't mind me. I imagine that. What do you know, if I'm Peter too, go and catch the fish. The first fish you see, hope you are not missing this thing. Hallelujah. The first fish you see, take money. Jesus, let's look for that means. Why fish? Just to show you that I'm in charge. I can get it from anywhere. That's what Jesus was demonstrating. You could have asked for Nicodemus. You could have asked from other. He just has called some people and say, can I get? Who? They will let gladly give it. They will give it. But Jesus was showing to Peter that this thing you want to go and kill yourself for the reason why he says you come to discipleship. You want to go and kill yourself for, let me demonstrate it to you. And catch the fish. And he said, withdraw the money. Pay for me, pay for yourself. Just what is enough. I'm sure since that day, Peter died to run after money. That's why when they ask him, the beggar, he said, silver or gold, I have not. He saw his own master say, Kai, this money is not what you are talking about. We don't have silver. Do you know that there's a study that when Peter said, silver or gold, I have money, it's not as if he didn't have money. Hope you know he's one of the major leaders of the church. Hope you know they just did distributions. There have been distributions. So, and they brought them to the apostles' feet. So, is it money he does not have? But he saw it as, this is not what we have. The real thing we have is Jesus. So, imagine you don't want to come to discipleship, or you want to leave discipleship because of what? Money. God simply said, I can get that money from you, for you, at any level, from anywhere. You see, I wish Brother Solomon can be here to stand before us and say, people, I did nothing to get all I got. You are going to pray at this point. May the Lord help you on that. You see that for these two sessions now, we have laid a foundation. Are you getting me now? Before we now proceed, let's close with Matthew chapter 6. Let's close with that Matthew chapter 6. Who is reading for me? Let's start from verse 31.
Therefore, take no thought.
Oh my God. Can we just close on this scripture? And then you get ready. You will pray. You will meditate. You will ask for forgiveness for making money your God. You see how it has catalyzed grace. Take no thought.
Saying.
Saying.
What shall we eat?
Oh my God. Take no thoughts, saying, what shall we eat? Matthew 6:31. Go on.
What shall we drink?
What shall we drink?
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
How shall we be clothed? Go on.
For after all these things,
after all these things, do the Gentiles seek?
Knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Your heavenly Father knows. Please take note of that. Your heavenly Father knows you have need of these things. Yes?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And his righteousness.
Oh, and his righteousness.
And all these things
shall be what?
Added unto.
Oh, please make this your lifetime passion. Matthew chapter 6. You should be in verse 3 now, I guess. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these other things that others are dying to get, that others are wasting away to get, that others are losing their life to get, that others are losing their value to get, all these other things that others are killing themselves to get, it will be what to you? And so it's an addition. How many of you believe God cannot lie?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes,
so if I seek the kingdom, this one must be added. Excuse me, do you see that it's not a statement of guess? Is it a guessing statement? It's a fact of scriptures. If I seek the kingdom, all these other things shall be effortlessly added. Can I have that translation before we close?
So that's
not King James.
Worrying.
Do not start what?
Worrying.
Did you see that? Do not start worrying. Go on.
Where will my food come from?
Good news, where will my food come from?
Or my drink.
My drink?
Or my clothes.
My clothes?
These are the things that the pagans are always concerned about.
These are the things the pagans are concerned about.
Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these.
Your Father in heaven knows you need these things.
Instead, be concerned about everything.
Be concerned what?
About above everything else.
Above everything else.
With the kingdom of God.
With the kingdom of God.
And with what he requires of you.
Uh-huh.
And he will provide you with all the other things.
He will what?
Provide.
Imagine what God said he will provide is what you are pursuing. I want you to take a minute to think, except you call God a liar. What he will provide is what you are pursuing. You are under a curse for doing like that. It's a curse. Why will many people not want to answer the call of God? Because of money. Why will many people not want to obey God fully? Because of money. Are you following me, my dear sister? It's important for you to know. He said, all these other things he will provide. You know, before that verse, he talks about the birds of the air, the flowers and the lilies of the field. He said, if your own father is detailed enough to help the birds of the air to eat, is he you? I ask you again. Do you know that some madmen that have been mad for over 3-4 years and they are eating?
Yes.
Does a madman have a company he's running, an industry he's laboring on, and yet you see some madmen are fat than people who are waking up in the morning?
And they don't fall sick.
They don't fall sick. That's not that they eat jargons. So is it you who desires to obey God? May you be delivered from fear.
Amen.
I said, may you be delivered from fear.
Amen.
You know, there can be the fear of tomorrow, fear of, you know, how bad first ever. We have decided to obey God. And from the day I chose to obey him till date, he has not failed for once to supply. Now, it's not now that he's only even supplying me. He's not only supplying, he's not supplying me and supplying those that are with me. That's how God is gracious. If God supplies me, will he supply you?
Yes.
Don't go and kill yourself. The old man, you must find out, is he dead? in you, or he just fainted.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, their old man just fainted, he's not dead. They've not allowed the judgment of the cross to come. You know, the old man, when he faints, he's looking for milk or something that we want. Wake it up. Some people, you see them and say, I'm a child of God, I will not compromise my stand, I'm following the Lord. The old man in him just fainted. O se bi eni to ku, sugbon ko se kini o ko ku. Because when something that will wake it up comes, what will you quickly say? You will say, you who thought I was really there, I'm not there though, because I've been looking for opportunity. It's because I did not see. You know, you like this, look at the way you are serious and seated as if you are a disciple. The day we know your old man is truly there are the days of opportunity, the days of temptation. They are coming. Get ready for it. When you see a man that will truly, he truly has money, and you know, in a flash you discover that if I say yes to this man, you see, you need to understand that old man lonely. It's the old man that has poverty. See, the old man say, you better follow this man now. He will change your life. Who can truly change somebody's life?
Jesus.
May the Lord help you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray now. Get ready as we trust Baba to help us with series 3. As we press on with a proper understanding of money. Did you get today's teaching?
Yes.
I want you to truly pray. Ah, oh my God. You must rest. That's our prayer. You need to pray. Money must not dictate your decision. Money must not dictate your decision. Some people are making decisions based on money. Money should not decide your decision. Money should not influence your decision. It is Jesus that dictates your decision, not money. Open your mouth and pray. Many are slaves of money. Holy Spirit, deliver us. We decree we are delivered from the love of money. Until you are delivered from the life of your old man, you will pursue money till you die. You cannot serve God and money. Money must not dictate your decision. You must not choose a career because of money. You must not choose a career because of money. You choose a career because of Jesus. You don't choose a career because of money. You choose a career because of Jesus. You don't choose a career because of money. You choose a career because of Jesus. You don't live for money. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. We are not slaves of money. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. Money will not rule us. Money will not rule us. Money will not rule us. We rule money. We rule the life. We rule in this life. We reign in life. We will not be ruled by money. I'm not going to the university because of money. I'm not choosing my courses because of money. My decisions will be from the Holy Spirit, not because of money. My decisions will not be influenced because of money, but it will be influenced by the Holy Spirit. We are praying now. We are praying now. You need to pray. You must break through in prayer. Unless this is until you settle this, you may struggle for the rest of your life. Many are out there struggling. Don't join the bandwagon of those who are struggling. Barata Savada Babia. Rakata Katas.
Jabradia de Balakena Sabrakadata. Retesto Baradia Tevana Malesa. Matezakata da Baradia. Zebrakos Kadea Gagadagadesa. Lord, I ask for my own heart in the name of Jesus. I ask for my own heart in the name of Jesus. I ask for my own heart. Money will not dictate me. Even as a man in ministry, money will not rule my heart. I receive grace to seek first the kingdom of God. I seek the kingdom of God. I seek first 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 the kingdom of God and His righteousness. In the name of Jesus. This is a serious time of prayer. 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 For Christ in me, I die daily. As I carry my cross, I'm wounded daily. To take my crown, I die daily. For Jesus reigns. No longer I, but Christ in me. I die daily. As I carry my cross, I'm wounded daily. To take my crown, I die daily. For Jesus to reign. No longer I, but Christ in me. I'm not a slave of money. I'm not a slave of money. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will need to go and meditate on this matter. God is teaching you secrets unto your deliverance. From today, money must not dictate your decisions. You must not make decisions only to go and make money. You must decide based on what Jesus wants you to do. This matter has not finished. When you are about to sleep tonight, take extra time. Take extra time. It is the old man that struggles. Lord, we thank you. The beauty of your word. Thank you for the grace in your word. We pray what you have taught us this time. It will change our lives forever in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Lord, when a man is not free from the love of money, he will have the root of evil dwelling in him. We ask that what you have shown us today will be permanent with us all the rest of our lives.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.